It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
We're going to do it in 30 minutes or less with no bullshit every Monday at 7 a.m.
Eat bread, desserts, and just get all fat and sassy.
Helping small businesses and contractors be more profitable with better leads and better systems. And today we're going to be talking about three things your website should have in 2019, 20, and beyond. And the first is not a technological thing at all. It's not a visual design thing to make your company look fancier. It's all about the customer. An unrelenting focus on your ideal customer and making them the hero. 48% of people cited that a website's design is the number one factor in determining the credibility of the business. And 38% of visitors will stop engaging with a website if the content or layout is unattractive. So your website design does matter, but the first thing is that it needs to be 100% focused on your ideal customer. And it's a story. What is this story? The story is your ideal customer finds your company and receives strong benefits, and you have to help them picture themselves after they've received the benefits of your product or service. The second thing is a super easy to navigate mobile menu and a compelling mobile layout. Now, this does have to do with technology and design a bit, but it's all about the usability more than how fancy it looks. It needs to be super easy to navigate on the phone, because almost more than 50% of traffic on the web is becoming on the phone, you know, and a lot of that is through apps and things like that. But you get that people are spending time on your website on their phone now. So it does not matter that you have some kind of something there on mobile, that it's somewhat responsive. It has to actually be good. And this is a change, because people were just making sure the website somewhat conformed to mobile devices. Actually go on your website and look at it. Scroll around. Would you do business with you? That's really important to think about. And how often should people be doing their websites? I think it's about every 3 to 5 years. Otherwise, the thing gets outdated. The last one that I'm going to go over in three things your website should have for 2019 is images that draw the reader in and help them imagine themselves working with you, and headlines that knock their socks off. So you need images that really show ideal customers enjoying themselves, even if they're not perfectly taken, like they're not super professional. They need to be real as much as possible. And the headlines have to be somewhat emotionally evocative. They should say you more than us. You know, it doesn't need to be all about your company. It needs to be about them. And what do they want? What do they imagine themselves getting at the end of this? How can you help them imagine that? How can you ask the right questions? How can you give bullet points of how your thing helps them? So I'm going to go over some design things as well here. I want you to know that those three things are the most important. And it doesn't have to do with like fancy web designer tech things for the most part, except for that easy to use mobile menu that does, you know, have implications on the design and tech side. But what are some other design things that you should be thinking about for 2019? One thing that we use a lot is organic shapes. We love these organic shapes in the site. And one of the things I like about it most is, instead of having a homepage hero image that is a really nice house or something, you know, that the company's doing, and then a headline overlaid over it, covering up the picture. So our preference is to figure out a way to keep that image intact in full. And that's been really nice to do, like a cutout out of the white background and have the image show through. And then you just have the text off to the side, so it's not covering any of the image whatsoever. Other things, I think parallax is out. That's like when it feels like the front foreground and the background are moving at separate speeds. Video, however, which got big, you know, 5 years ago, video backgrounds, things like that. Not as heavy on the background side, but making sure there's clear videos all over the site for your main services is a really great way to tell people quickly, like a minute and a half, about that service. And that's becoming big in 2019-20. I think that people will have more and more video throughout their site introducing the different specialties. A couple other things. I really enjoy designs where there's a clear cut in half screen. So like, let's say there's red on this side and white on this side, and really to show different types of options and to use that cut in half, maybe to have a photo on one side or a color on the other side, and to almost do a split screen. It's a design technique. It really is dramatic. I love it. It's pretty fashionable in 2019. And I would say this is pretty common. It's been for the last couple of years, but really thoughtful typography and offset geometric shapes. So, you know, squares that, you know, you've got an outline that kind of goes off to the side and the image is juxtaposed at a angle. Things like, you know, geometric shapes on the bottom of images. So the image comes to kind of a triangle, things like that. There's a lot of those types of things in design these days, but these things come and go. And design, you do want your site to look modern. So yes, you may want to incorporate some of these elements in your design, but the most important part is how you're telling the story. Are you using emotionally evocative language that appeals to your ideal customers? So let me talk to a few of you out there who have a website that's completely outdated or on bad technology. Like, let's say you're using GoDaddy's website builder or Squarespace or Wix, or you had your uncle's cousin's kid do it. If your website is not written and created solely for the purposes of speaking to the ideal types of clients that you want, there's a huge chance that your website is right now losing you customers. And the biggest problem is people don't often have compelling call to actions. And they're not making them big and visual and grabbing people's attention and inviting them to work with you. You have to be inviting. Second, there's a possibility that it doesn't clearly give the 1, 2, 3 easy steps to working with you. Making it very clear what's going to happen once they submit that contact form or they give you a call. Maybe even showing the person that they might be talking to on the other end of the line right next to the form. There's a lot of ways to make it very clear the 1, 2, 3 steps of what it's like working with you. Maybe you go through the whole free quote and you tell them exactly what it's like. 3, there's a huge chance that your website doesn't have 10 clear and obvious visual trust factors. One example would be a testimonial with a photo of the person who gave it, where it was left, like Google or Facebook, and 5 stars in a very visual way. And I care about the visual aspect of these trust factors because people don't really look for them. They don't go to your testimonials page. They only see these testimonials most of the time if they're scrolling throughout the rest of the website and they incidentally see them. So you have to keep them all over the site and make trust factors like badges and awards and trade organizations and existing clients really obvious and easy to see, even if they're not trying to see them. Those are 3 reasons that your website is losing you customers right now. All right, so the tech does matter, and I want to briefly touch on that. Increasing your website's loading speed can prevent the loss of 7% of possible conversions. And secondly, an increase in site loading speed from 8 to 2 seconds can boost your conversion rate of visitors to customers by 74%. That's a long loading website. So that's why it's so dramatic, because people just go right back to the search results. And that user experience issue that a long loading site can cause is actually terrible for your visibility on Google. And so there's a number of other things that affect that visibility on Google that people are not thinking about. And I talk about that on other podcasts extensively, so I'm not going to go into that heavily here. But page speed is a huge one, and that is definitely one that affects the perceived quality of your company and the value of that website and telling your story, since people aren't necessarily going to wait that amount of time to see it. They'll just go and look at your competitors. So there's a lot of tech things that are going to affect your ability to get leads. It's so funny because we have a lot of companies that come to us and they just want a credibility website. They want a website that just says that they're a business and looks okay. And we're not the right fit for those companies, we've realized, because a credibility website is just like a business card online and it's not really bringing in new leads. We're the kind of company that helps people get more leads from their website. So we want to double your leads. We don't just want to like give the existing leads a better, prettier thing to look at. And some people just haven't experienced that. They haven't experienced their website bringing in fresh leads. They only send referrals there, and they know that not a lot of customers come from that, or none. And yeah, not a lot come now because you haven't done the hard work that it takes to get customers on your website. You want to turn your website into a traffic magnet. And so just because your website hasn't got leads now or yet doesn't mean it couldn't. And it can't. So huge opportunities for people that know that their website can get more leads and that those leads are often the best leads that you'll ever get because people are knocking on your door. You're not knocking on theirs. You know, referrals and then website leads. Those are the two best kinds of leads that you can get. And having a very compelling website is helpful for both. So if you don't have a compelling website, understand that you haven't done the due diligence to make sure that your website or that your company is going to be on good playing field for the next couple of years. And if there's a recession or something like that, I just think you might as well have the best possible thing. You may have a lot of leads right now, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's for sure to continue. And you want to make sure that you put these systems into place that are feeding your company long-term and that allow you to be more selective. I always talk about that, being more selective in the leads that you do end up working with. So there you go. That's the Next Level Contractor podcast for the day. Thank you for listening. I'd love it if you'd join us every Monday at 7 a.m., gonna be no bullshit in 30 minutes or less. Make your construction company or small business more profitable with better leads and better systems. And we're Hook Agency at hookagency.com and Hook Agency on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And join us next week. Bye, guys.